describes someone or something that made a lot of noise. You should say who or what made the noise, what the noise was like, and explain what you did when you heard this noise. Answer. If you live in Vietnam long enough, you will totally agree with me that those who are driving make a lot of noise, especially during peak traffic hours. Vietnamese roads have never been free of the honking noises of all kinds of vehicles, from vans and cars to mopeds. It is, in my opinion, the most annoying sound you could imagine. Whenever I heard people honking like angry geese, I felt very annoyed and frustrated. Vietnamese people should learn when to use the horn properly. It seems to me that they push the horn all the time because they want to be able to drive fast while everyone else gets out of their way. Despite the fact that I hate it so much, I cannot give up driving here. So I learned to ignore it and use my horn sparingly or just in case of an emergency. However, I still think that the city should have a campaign on educating people to use the horn in a proper way so that the city is not polluted by noise. Vocabulary. Peak traffic hours. The times when there is most traffic on the roads, usually when people are traveling to or from work. Example. Because of all the traffic, it is difficult to cross the road during peak traffic hours. Honk. If you honk the horn of a car or other vehicle, it makes a loud noise like a warning sound. Example. She knew that the taxi had arrived because she heard the horn honking outside the door. Geese. This is the plural form of goose, a large bird with a long neck. It makes a loud honking noise. Example. The geese were on the lake with some smaller birds nearby, which were probably ducks. Horn. A device in a vehicle for making a loud noise as a warning. Example. In the traffic jam, some of the drivers were honking the horns of their cars because they were frustrated with the delay. Get out of the way. Move out of the route which someone else is taking. Example. All of the drivers got out of the way to allow the ambulance to pass. Sparingly, in a way that is careful, so that we only use a little. Example, he spent his money sparingly because he only had enough for a simple meal